This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled Unmasking the Devil, The Development of Satan in Biblical and Jewish Thought. Provides a simplified overview of how the biblical figure of Satan developed over time, from the accuser in the Old Testament to the enemy of God's people in the New Testament, while also addressing common misconceptions shaped by later tradition and culture. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as headings, the appendix, and the full bibliography have been left out. I encourage you to explore the full written version of this paper at defendtheword.com to access those additional resources. A companion academic paper is also available for those who wish to study the topic in greater depth. D. Gene Williams, Jr., Ph.D. Defend the Word Ministries North Point Church Introduction. Who is Satan, really? For many, images of a horned, red-skinned figure come to mind thanks to movies and cartoons. But the Bible's portrayal of Satan is far more complex and fascinating. In fact, the idea of Satan has changed over time, influenced by Jewish, Christian, and even Greek ideas. In this article, we'll explore how Satan's role evolved from a courtroom adversary in the Old Testament to the malevolent enemy of God we often think of today. What does the Bible say about Satan? The Bible doesn't start with the modern concept of Satan as the devil. Instead, in the Hebrew Bible, we meet a figure called HaSatan. This being isn't the ruler of hell, but a member of God's divine council. Think of HaSatan as a prosecutor. His job is to challenge humans and test their faithfulness. For example, in Job 1:2, HaSatan questions Job's integrity and gets permission from God to test him. In Zechariah 3, HaSatan accuses Joshua the high priest, but God rebukes him. From adversary to enemy over time, Jewish thought began to expand on the idea of spiritual beings and their roles. Texts like 1 Enoch and Jubilees describe rebellious angels who corrupt humanity. These stories introduce the idea of spiritual beings acting in opposition to God, paving the way for the more unified figure of Satan. By the time of the New Testament, Satan's role had shifted. He becomes the tempter of Jesus in the wilderness. He is described as the prince of this world and the god of this age. Revelation 12 paints Satan as the dragon leading a cosmic rebellion against God. This transformation reflects a growing understanding of spiritual warfare, a battle between good and evil. Why did these changes happen? The shift in how people saw Satan didn't happen in a vacuum. Several factors contributed. One, Jewish and Greek influences. As Jews encountered Greek philosophy, ideas about the soul, the afterlife, and spiritual beings became more detailed. Greek thinkers like Plato shaped how people thought about good and evil, influencing Jewish and early Christian theology. Two, the need for a clear enemy. As Christianity spread to non-Jewish audiences, simplifying complex ideas helped explain spiritual truths. Combining various adversarial figures into one Satan made the spiritual battle easier to understand. 3. The New Testament's focus. Jesus' ministry emphasized his victory over sin, death, and evil. Satan became the ultimate symbol of rebellion against God and the target of Jesus' mission. Misconceptions about Satan. Many of our modern ideas about Satan come more from art and literature than the Bible. The Red Devil. This image owes more to Dante's Inferno and medieval artwork than scripture. Ruler of Hell. The Bible actually describes hell as a place of punishment for Satan, not his kingdom. God's equal opponent. Satan is powerful but not omnipotent. The Bible portrays him as a created being, ultimately subject to God's authority. The Septuagint translator's decision to use the Greek term phaiota to describe the serpent in Genesis 3 carries significant theological implications. In Greek, phaiota generally denotes a serpent with connotations of craftiness and subtlety rather than inherent malice. This aligns with the Hebrew term ewithmekron, which not only refers to a serpent but also carries layered meanings such as shining one or diviner, reflecting divine or supernatural attributes. Interestingly, the translators did not choose Chiota Delta Nu Alpha, a term used elsewhere in the New Testament to describe venomous vipers, often associated with treachery and malice. By selecting Phaiota, the LXX frames the serpent in Genesis as a being characterized primarily by cunning rather than overt evil, setting the stage for later theological developments. This deliberate choice suggests the serpent's identity was understood as more than a mere animal. This distinction is crucial for understanding the serpent's evolving portrayal in Scripture. The LXX's subtle framing contributed to the eventual theological consolidation of the serpent with Satan, as seen in Revelation 12 verse 9, where he is called that ancient serpent. This decision underscores how early translators shaped the trajectory of biblical interpretation, allowing the serpent to transcend the confines of the garden narrative and become emblematic of cosmic rebellion. What can we learn? Understanding how Satan's role developed helps us see the Bible's bigger picture, God's ultimate victory over evil. Satan isn't a random villain. He represents everything opposed to God's love and truth. And while he is a powerful adversary, the Bible assures us that he is defeated through Jesus. Conclusion: the story of Satan is more than just a tale of an evil being. It's a reminder of the cosmic struggle between good and evil, and the hope Christians have in Christ's victory. So the next time you hear about the devil, remember, his power is limited, his defeat is certain, and God's love always prevails. This article simplifies complex theological ideas for a general audience while retaining historical and biblical depth. Let me know if you'd like any adjustments.